job is something you really need.
It's 7 in the morning. What I really need is 3 more hours of sleep and then a Belgian waffle.
No, you don't. Ever since you broke up with Sam, all you've been doing is sitting on the couch in that smelly bathrobe watching Jerry Springer. This health club is a great place for you to meet a new girl.
Look, come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Look, I appreciate it, okay? But I'm just not ready, okay? Sam was too special. There is no other woman in the world that could take Sam's place. Hello, Betty.
Actually, it's Monica. Hi, guys.
Hi. This is my brother, JT. JT, this is Monica, our aerobics instructor.
Oh, yes, aerobics. I love the smell of spandex in the morning. It's always a pleasure to meet a physical fitness freak like myself.
You're into working out, too?
Oh, I don't like to brag, but I didn't get this way from steroids.
Really? Well, then come take my class. Might be fun for you.
Hey, babe, I'm there.
Great. See you.
JT, trust me, man. You do not want to take her class.
Oh, yes, I do. I want to take her class and have her children.
I'm warning you, it is a killer. We do aerobics every day, and we can hardly get through it.
Hey, I am a guy, okay? If a couple chicks like you could do it, how hard could it be?
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Hey, morning, honey. How'd you sleep?
Not too good. Frank, you've got to cut your toenails. I feel like I'm sleeping with an otter.
Sorry. I'll do it as soon as I get to the job site. Got a new set of tin snips. So what's for breakfast? The usual 100 pancakes?
A little less this morning. Al and Karen dragged JT to the health club. Good morning. Beautiful day, isn't it? Excuse me. Excuse me. Come down here. I know it's the 90s, and I know it's not politically correct for a mother to ask this, but what are you doing coming out of your boyfriend's apartment at 7 o'clock in the morning wearing nothing but a short robe and a big smile?
Well, honey, let's not jump to conclusions here. I'm sure that Dana has a very good explanation as to why she was down there, so go ahead and tell her.
Of course I do. I just went in there to get my biology book.
Geez, I'd have come up with something better than that.
But it's the truth. It was absolutely innocent.
Honey, waking up to your kiss was the most perfect way to start my morning.
Gee, that sounds innocent, doesn't it?
All right, so I kissed him, but it wasn't a I want to rock your world kind of a kiss. It was more of a aren't you adorable, you sleepy little Winnie the Pooh kiss.
It was?
All right, listen, I don't want to be the bad guy here, okay? But when you two started dating, we did set down some rules, and you both agreed that while you're living under this roof, there wouldn't be any hanky-panky.
Well, I can guarantee you, Mr. L, my hanky has never been anywhere near her panky.
Well, good, let's keep it that way, hmm?
Deep squats.
What's a deep squat?
That's what you're gonna be in when this class is over.
5, 6, 7, 8. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Good job.
Hey, this is no problem. What do we do, about 10 of these?
Okay, give me 100. Now double ties. Good job. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop.
Easy on us today.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even feel the burn.
Me neither. In fact, I can't feel anything from the waist down.
Yeah, well, you better perk up, Hercules. Here comes Monica.
Oh, yeah, work it out.
How'd you like my class?
Oh, nice little workout there. Yeah, I think I broke a sweat.
Wow, JT, you're really something.
Really? In that case, how would you like to go out with me tomorrow?
I'd love to. I'm going on a 35-mile mountain bike ride. Want to join me?
Well, I would, but see, when I ride, I never do less than 50, so...
Great, then 50 it is. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm dead meat. Dead.
Rich?
Yes, darling.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Will you give me a hand with this? My zipper's stuck.
Ooh, but of course. Oh. Let's see here.
Rich, will you stop kissing me there and zip up my dress, please?
Oh, don't rush me. You know you're loving this.
Oh, hi, Mom. Rich was just helping me zip up my dress.
Right. With his teeth?
Mom, my zipper was stuck, and Rich was the only person here to help me.
Oh, right. So he stripped down to his boxer shorts to zip you up?
Mrs. L, please.
Oh, don't Mrs. L me. You little horn dog. We just talked about the rules, and you're ignoring them already.
You know what? I'm getting really tired of these accusations. You know what your problem is?
No, what is my problem?
Your problem is you think everybody has sex on their minds all the time just because you and Frank are always playing the lonely housewife and the lucky mailman or plumber or whatever.
It's the lucky fireman. But what we do in our bedroom is our own business because we are married.
Oh, so if Rich and I were married, then maybe you would butt out of our lives?
Exactly.
Oh, well, then you know what? Maybe we'll just get married.
Dana?
Please, you're talking like a child.
A child? What, you think I'm bluffing? You think I won't get married?
Okay, kids, why don't
Shut
we
up,
just...
Shut up, Rich, this doesn't involve you.
Dana, I am tired of this ridiculous conversation. From now on, just obey the house rules, okay?
That's it. We're getting married.
Huh?
You heard me. I am not going to let my mother run my life. Now pack a bag. We're going to elope.
Honey, now calm down. Don't you think maybe we should think about this for a little bit?
Oh, yeah? Think about this. Here's a little preview of the wedding night. What do you say now?
I say you pack a bag, I'll get the car.
Mrs. L, little twerp. Well, maybe we'll just get married. Yeah, right, when pigs fly, Dana.
Hi, honey. What's new?
What's new? I'll tell you what's new. I caught Dana in Rich's apartment. He was in his skivvies and her dress was unzipped. That's what's new.
Gee, you go off to work, you miss everything.
Come on, honey.
I know, honey, but come on, let's not overreact, okay? Let's just call Dana down here. We'll have a calm, quiet, reasonable discussion with her.
Dana! Dana! Karen, where's Dana?
Dana who?
Dana who? Dana, your sister. Where is she?
I'm not supposed to say.
Oh, I forgot about the big secret.
You know about the big secret?
Come on. Everybody knows about the big secret.
Boy, that is weird. Dana made me swear not to tell you guys that she and Rich ran away to elope.
Dana and Rich eloped?
I thought you knew.
We do.
We do. We do. We know all about that. We also know where they went to elope. Can you believe it?
You know they went to the Cheesemill Chapel of Love.
We do now. Come on, Frank.
Monica, how was the bike ride?
Oh, great. We went 50 miles straight up Langer Hill.
You did it in the snow?
Sure. Makes it more challenging. Wasn't it great, JT?
Didn't you feel at one with nature?
No, but I do feel at one with this bike seat.
He's so funny. Well, I better be going.
Okay.
Hey, and I can't wait for our date tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. Tough ride, JT?
Tough ride? Are you kidding? Every part of my body hurts. My nose hurts. My eyelashes hurt. Even the hair on my legs hurt.
Get off the bike and go inside and take a hot bath.
I can't. My hands are cramped around these handlebars. And at least two-thirds of the seat is wedged up my butt.
There's an image that will haunt me for a lifetime. I can't just leave him here. Come on, let's give him a hand.
Thank you. Feels much better. Yes. Oh no.
There you go.
Oh, hey there, kids. Hi. How are you? Welcome to the Cheesemill Chapel of Love. I'm Justice Pruitt. And why don't you just sit down and relax right here? Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Here's your complimentary bouquet. Okay.
Isn't this great? Pretty soon we'll be married. We can do what we want, when we want, and my mother can't do a thing about it.
Honey, are you sure we're doing the right thing? I mean, marriage is kind of a big step.
The biggest? That's why I'm... Well, that's why we're doing this. I mean, today is the day Dana Foster declares her independence.
What about me?
I'm declaring your independence, too. Honey, we'll get a cozy little place of our own, huh? We'll do things our way.
Yeah, but honey, how are we gonna pay for that cozy little place?
No problem. While I am in law school, you'll get a job. Two if you have to. Whatever it takes, but we are not gonna let my mother push us around anymore.
Two jobs? Couldn't I get just one and have her push us around a little?
No! Now pull yourself together. Today is the happiest day of your life. Because in 30 minutes, we are going to be Mr. and Mrs. Dana Foster. Now you know what I mean.
Coming. Just a second. I'll be there. Oh, it's open. Come on in.
Hi, JT. Oh, how's my hunky bike guy?
Good, good. Wow, Monica, you look great.
Well, that's the look I was going for. So what do you want to do tonight? Roller disco? Bowling? Maybe hit the batting cage?
Actually, I was thinking maybe we could just sit and talk and watch TV and sit. And, you know, mostly just sit.
Sounds fine to me. What's your problem?
Okay. The truth is, I'm in pain. I'm in big pain. I lied. I don't work out. I never work out. I did one push-up in 92 and I was sore for a week.
Well, then why did you pretend to be in such great shape?
Because you're a gorgeous aerobics instructor in perfect condition. And I figured the only way a babe like you would go out with a pillow boy like me was if you thought I was a jock.
JT, I knew you weren't a jock.
Really? When'd you find out?
When I heard you crying halfway up Langer Hill.
But you came here anyways? Why?
Because I like you. You're sweet. You're funny. And I figure any guy is willing to ride 50 miles uphill for me, it's worth getting to know.
Monica, you are pretty terrific.
I think you're pretty terrific, too.
Both of you bring to this union the rich experiences of your family
life.
Well,
just one more couple out of us.
Yep. This is it. The big M. That final walk. Till death do us part.
Rich, this is your wedding, not your execution. Are you getting cold feet?
Oh, honey. Oh, maybe a little. Look, it's not that I don't want to marry you. It's just that... Well, honey, look around you. We are in Cheesevale, Wisconsin.
Rich, it's not the place that's important. It's the feelings.
Well, honey, I gotta be honest with you. This doesn't feel right at all. Right now, I think the only reason you want to do this is to get back at your mom.
That is ridiculous. You think I would run off and get married just to show my control freak of a mother that I'm a strong, intelligent woman capable of making my own decisions and because I'm sick of her sticking her big fat nose in my life? Well, nothing could be further from the truth.
As long as we're getting married for the right reasons.
Frank, can't you drive any faster?
Gee, honey, I'm sorry. If I'd have known you were in this much of a hurry, I'd have had Alfred fuel up the Batmobile. Just try to relax.
I can't. I just feel like I put this whole idea of marriage into Dana's head in the first place. Oh, I'll just hate myself if we're too late.
Girl, maybe we're rushing to stop something that doesn't need to be stopped.
How could you say that? If those two get married, it'll ruin the rest of their lives.
I don't know. I mean, come on. They've been sniffing around each other for so long. No, they're in love. They might be good for one another. Anyway, if they get married and move out, maybe the other kids will get the idea.
Just shut up and drive, Frank.
And so now, by the powers vested in me...
Stop the wedding! You're not Dana or Rich.
No, we're Larry and Simone.
But thanks for running the most special moment of our lives.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. Please, don't forgive me. And lots of luck.
Carol, hi.
Hi, guys.
I'm guessing you talked to Karen.
And I'm guessing by that bouquet that you just got married. And if you did, I want to wish you all the happiness in the world. And we are behind you 100%.
We didn't go through it.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. That would have been the biggest mistake of your life.
Thanks a lot, Mrs. Hill.
No, Rich, you know what I meant. I mean, I love both of you. I just felt that I overreacted and drove you to this. And I'm really, really, really sorry.
But you weren't the only one who was wrong. I was ready to marry Rich out of spite. So I guess I overreacted too.
Well, now there's a first. Two women overreacting. Why don't we talk this over, huh? At the restaurant across the street, the old Pump and Dump.
Mr. L, it's actually the Pump and Rump.
You never eaten there, have you, boy?